space is open, but still. 3-0. Fastball right down the middle for strike one called. 3-1 on Cam Walden. He had a 2-RBI single his last time up. Big two-out hit in this game. 3-1. Down low, scooped up again by Travis Clade, but ball four. Bases loaded again. In the second game, I've said that a lot for Merrill. They've had the bases loaded quite a few times. Bases loaded, nobody out for Eric Grunewald. Dylan Landreth out of the stretch. Sets, kicks, fires. Fastball misses outside for ball one. Started well in this inning, couple of strikes, and then that 0-2 pitch where E.J. White's single kind of sparked Merrill here in the top of the sixth. Runners off third, second, and first. 1-0 pitch. Misses up and in. That's ball two. Manicuring the pitcher's rubber, taking a moment as Dylan Landreth now looks into his catcher for the sign and the target. Here's the 2-0. Drops down low on a fastball, and that's ball three. 3-0 on Eric Grunewald. This game has the potential of getting away quickly right now for the Warriors. Down by three, bases loaded, nobody out, 3-0 count. Here's the pitch. Fastball in there for strike one called. 3-1. Landreth trying to dig his way out of this hole to Grunewald. Again, the target is set behind the plate by Travis Clady. Here's the kick and the pitch. There's a fly ball right field side. Kapitz coming in, makes the grab. Runner at third will tag. Here comes the throw. It'll be cut off, and a run will score. A sacrifice fly for Eric Grunewald. Also tagging at second. Going to third was Norton, and it's now 9-5 Merrill. And now heading out will be Coach John Albee, and I think we may get another pitching change here for the Warriors. Well, been going through the pitchers here in game number two for Wausau West. Excuse me. We're going to wait and see. I'm not sure yet at this point if there's going to be a change as the coach is talking. And if there's going to be a change, as it looks like coming out from the dugout for Wausau West and coming out onto the field, whether to pitch or not, we'll see, is Bryce Blaubach. So, pitching change for the Warriors. 9-5 Merrill, top of the sixth, runners on the corners and one out. Back in a moment here on 98.9 WXCO.
For more than 60 years, Sun Printing has been Central Wisconsin's commercial printer of choice due to their commitment to quality, creative solutions, and dedicated service. Sun Printing's team offers you a wide spectrum of services, whether you need vehicle graphics, offset, digital, large format, graphic design, or mailing. They print everything under the sun. No project is too big or too small, so give Sun Printing a call at 845-4911 or visit them online at sunprinting.com.
Bryce Blaubach is the new pitcher here for Wausau West. Coming in the top of the sixth inning with runners on first and third and one out for Merrill as the Blue Jays have scored twice in this inning and have taken a 9-5 lead. Noah Klug stepping in for the Blue Jays. There goes the runner from first, pitches in for a strike, and no throw. Is in without a play at second base will be Cam Wallen. So nothing and one here on Klug. He has hit into a fielder's choice, singled and scored a run, and hit into a fielder's choice. So one out of three. 0-1 pitch. Followed back, nothing and two. So Bryce Blauba coming out there, throwing a couple of strikes. And right now, a strikeout would be big. Try to keep it within a four-run game for when the Warriors come to the plate in the bottom of the sixth. Quick timeout called as Travis Clotty will go out there and have a word with his pitcher. Not really quick. Quite a conversation here on this 0-2 situation. It's come to an end, and now jogging back behind home plate will be the Wausau West catcher, Travis Clotty. No balls and two strikes on Noah Klug. Right-handed batter waits. Runners off third and second. Laubach stares in. He's ready. Sets at the shoulders, but time is called. Strikeout would be big right here. Strikeout, pop-up, atta ball. Stares in again. Ready to go is the right-hander. Here's the pitch. Drops down low and outside. Good, nothing and two pitch. Trying to get the batter to go outside the zone and swing, but showing discipline at the plate was Noah Klug, and it's now one ball and two strikes. Bryce Blaubach again looks in. He's ready. And the pitch. Inside, it hit him. So a hit batsman and... I get to say it one more time. Merrill has the bases loaded.
Second base number 16, Brody Klugnow.
Again, I've said that a lot here this evening. Boy, they've had a lot of situations with the bases loaded. So bases loaded, one out, and Brody Klugnow, the number 9 hitter, comes to the plate. Blaubach sets, kicks, fires. Fastball misses the outside corner for ball one. Nine to five, Merrill, top of the sixth inning. The right-hander fires. Drops down low, and that's ball two. Two balls and no strikes. It's nowhere to put the batter. 2-0 pitch. There's a good fastball in there for strike one called. 2-1 on Brody Klugnow. He is singled, reached on an error, and struck out. Pitch misses away for a ball. The time he reached on an error, he actually got a sacrifice bunt on it. So that's not an official at bat, so 1-2. But the count now 3 balls and 1 strike. Blaubach kicks and fires. Fastball right down the chute, and the count runs full. 3 balls and 2 strikes. Well, we've run this at-bat out to the end of the string. Bases loaded. 1 out. 3 balls and 2 strikes. Blaubach ready. Kicks, payoff pitch. High pop-up, and it'll be out of play. Ends up just beyond the first base dugout. We'll do it again at 3-2. Merrill looking to extend their 4-run lead. Klugnow settles back in. Hands up high near the right ear hole. Again, the 3-2. Inside for ball four. Forces in another run for the Blue Jays, who now lead 10-5. Bases remain loaded. Now top of the order for Corey Page. Corey Page walked and scored in the first, flew out to right in the second, singled and scored in the fourth, grounded out in the fifth. He is 2-4. Good fastball there from Blaubach for strike one called. Three-run outburst here in the sixth for Merrill. 10-5 Blue Jay lead. Fastball in there. Just below the belt for strike two called. Nothing and two on Corey Page. And the pitch. Low and outside. Backhanded by Travis Clade. And it's now one ball and two strikes. Staring into his catcher is Bryce Blaubach. Again, the runners lead off third, second, and first. Kick of the pitch. Strike three called, and not liking it was Page, but a big strikeout for Bryce Blaubach in the second out of the inning.
Shortstop number 22, Cooper Wendorf.
So now two outs and the bases loaded for Cooper Wendorf. Big strikeout. Now get out of the inning. Down low and a good backhanded stab by Claude. Again, that's important. That ball gets to the backstop. That scores a run. Runners again off third, second, and first. Bryce Blaubach kicks and fires. There's a fly ball left field. Going back his shoulder, way back, and that ball's over his head. One run is in. Two runs are in. Three runs are in. A bases-clearing double for Cooper Wendorf, and it's now 13-5. Again, there's a lot of room back there, and I thought for a moment that Schindler could get all the way back, but could not do so.
Pitcher number
11, EJ White. And a 3 RBI double for Wendorf. And a 6-run inning for the Blue Jays. 10th batter to come to the plate, EJ Wikes now steps in. He started this inning off with a single. There's a ground ball to first base, backhanded by Teske. Three unassisted to end the inning. But a 6-run outburst for the Merrill Blue Jays in the sixth inning. 10 batters to the plate, 6 runs on 4 base hits. And 1 runner left on base. End of 5.5, Merrill 13, Wausau West 5. This is Warrior Baseball on 98.9 WXCO.
Looking for the best in website design and digital marketing? Look no further than Coast to Coast Marketing, Central Wisconsin's number one choice. We're not just about building great websites, we're about building our community too. That's why for every website you purchase, we'll donate 10% of the sale to the school of your choice. Imagine growing your business while giving back to local schools. It's a win-win. Visit c2cmarketing.com or call 715-379-7460 today and make a difference with your business and your community.
Thanks to the Wausau West Athletic Department for their continued support of our broadcast of Wausau West Warrior Athletics on Bow Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230. Thanks for listening to our broadcast on the radio, but we want to see you out and about cheering on Wausau West student athletes in action. To find out your next opportunity to see the Warriors, go to wisconsinvalleyconference.org and click on Wausau West. Ethan Sillers will get an opportunity, get his first at bat in this game. He'll lead off the Wausau West bottom of the sixth. Warriors need a big inning after that 6-run outburst for the Blue Jays in the last half inning. 13-5 Merrill with the lead. E.J. Wykes' first pitch is in there for strike one, called to Sillers. 9-1 and 2 hitters here for Wausau West. E.J. White still out there for the Blue Jays. Here's the 0-1, and there's a foul off third base side. Yeah. No balls and two strikes. Wikes setting at the belt, working out of the stretch. Here's the kick and the pitch. Misses up high for ball one. One ball and two strikes. Tony Eiffeldano, leadoff hitter, waits on deck for Wausau West. One-two pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. First out of the inning. So now Tony Eiffeldano, who has a couple of base hits in the game. Eiffeldano singled and scored in the first, struck out in the first, and then singled and scored in the fourth. Right-handed batter. E.J. Wyke sets. Here's the kick and the pitch. And that's a fastball in there for strike one called. I would not have thought that we'd see E.J. Wyke still pitching in the sixth inning the way things started. But he is still out there. And that pitch is down low for a called ball. One ball and one strike. Again, waving the bat as he waits as Eiffeldano. E.J. Wykes, 1-1 pitch. And that one is a little bit outside, taken for ball two. Two balls and one strike. Good hitter's count here for Tony Eiffeldano. And the 2-1. And that one is a little bit low, and that's ball three. 3 balls and a strike, Tony Eiffeldano. Staring into his catcher is Wykes. Now he's ready. Here's the pitch, and it misses inside, and that's ball four. Rowan Robbins will now pinch hit here for Wausau West. So Rowan Robbins getting his first at bat here in game number two. He played in the first game as the DH. Runner on first, one out now for Wausau West. E.J. Wyke setting at the belt. Here's the kick and the pitch. And that misses again. Right now, the Warriors' best friend right now would be a wild pitcher. Get some base runners and then look for the big hit. One ball and no strikes. 13-5 Merrill, top half of the bottom half of the sixth inning, I should say. Pickoff move, and back in safely is Tony Eiffeldano. Rowan Robbins, right-handed batter, hands up high as he waves the bat. And taking his lead off of first is Eiffeldano. Here's the kick and the pitch. Misses up and away off the mid of the catcher to the backstop. And advancing to second on the play. Henrik could not grab that one. And now a runner on second and one out. Two balls and no strikes on Rowan Robbins. Staring in is E.J. Wykes. Sets at the belt, kicks, fires. Inside for ball three. Cohen Bryant waits on deck for the Warriors. He'll hit next. Three nothing count. Here's the pitch. Misses inside, and that's ball four. Back-to-back walks. Puts runners on first and second with one out for Cohen Bryant. And now perhaps we'll get the pitching change as Sean Schultz comes out, and we will get a new Merrill pitcher. Well, I got to say, E.J. Wykes battled here because it was not easy when he gave up those 4 runs in the first, faced 10 batters, but he battled through 5 1/3 and has a 13-5 lead. So we'll tell you about the new Merrill pitcher coming up in a moment. This is Wausau West Warrior High School Baseball on 98.9 WXCO.
So, how are the kids?
Well, Emily made the honor roll.
Oh, good for her.
Yeah, we're really proud of her. Tyler, on the other hand, though.
What's going on?
He's been moody lately, just feeling down and not like himself.
Oh, we've been there. Nick was struggling last spring. He was so anxious and stressed.
Really? What helped?
Well, he joined the soccer team. And ever since, he's been a lot happier. He has more energy, he's less stressed, and he's definitely in a better mood at home. It's made a huge difference.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I'm glad he's getting out of the house, he's getting some exercise, and he's off his phone for once. It's been good for his mental health.
Sounds like it's been good for your mental health, too.
Participating in Wisconsin high school sports improves students' physical and mental health. Encourage your son or daughter to get involved. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
And Chad Holmes back again from Athletic Park in Merrill as we are in the bottom of the sixth inning of game two of a doubleheader. Merrill leads Wausau West by a score of 13-5. New pitcher now for the Blue Jays with two runners on base and one out in the sixth. Cam Wallen moves in from right field to take over on the mound. So now, stepping into the batter's box for the Warriors will be Cohen Bryant. Right-handed batter. Runners off second and first. Cam Wallen sets at the belt. Kicks, fires. Pitches in the dirt, smothered behind the dish by Caden Henrick. Saves a wild pitch, but ball one. Well, Merrill scored six in the top of this inning. Maybe the Warriors have a similar response. One oh pitch. Breaking ball that floats in there for a called strike one. Turned into a very nice evening. The clouds have broken up. The lights have taken full effect. The wind has calmed down as the flag in right center field is almost limp. One ball, one strike. Here's the pitch. Misses a little bit up for ball two. Since the sun has gone down, it has cooled down a bit. You can feel it. But still, for this time of year, a very, very pleasant evening. Two balls, one strike, one out. Wallen sets at the belt, kicks and fires. There's a foul ball down the right field side, out of play. Two balls and two strikes. Keegan Cruzan, designated hitter in the on-deck circle for the Warriors. Again, staring in is Cam Wallen, the left-hander. Peeks at the runner at second. Comes home. There's a fly ball center field. Going over towards left center is Corey Page. He'll make the grab for out number two. So two outs, runners on first and second for Keegan Cruzan. Right-handed batter will settle in. Looks for the two-out RBI hit. Long look in right now from Cam Wallen. Finally, he has the sign and the target. He's ready, kicks and fires. Misses up high for ball one. Putting down the fingers behind home plate is Caden Henrick. Now setting the target. 1-0 pitch. Fastball catches the outside corner for strike one. So doubleheader here on a Wednesday. Don't see that very often, but yesterday the game was postponed due to field conditions here in Merrill. Potential some rain tomorrow, so they said, hey, let's play two today with the weather looking good. Swing and a miss as Cruzan goes under that delivery. That was about belt high. One ball and two strikes. One ball, two strikes, two outs. Bottom of the sixth inning. Runners lead off second and first for the Warriors, who trail 13-5. And the pitch. There's a little roller first base side. It'll be picked there. Three steps to the bag, and that will do it for the Warriors as Noah Klug takes a three unassisted to end the inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, and a pair of runners left on base. End of six. It is Merrill 13, Wausau West 5. This is Warrior Baseball on 98.9 WXCO.
Not too early to start thinking about. Once the season starts, you want to be ready. So, what's your boat? A boat for fishing? Boat for skiing? A pontoon boat for partying? Or are you thinking personal watercraft? Whatever floats fun for you, remember CCU. That's Clover Belt Credit Union, the leader in financing fun. Great rates, great service, great fun. Local lenders lending local money. Quick and easy loan approval. It's the way financing should be. Stop in and visit with a CCU lender even before you hit the marina. CCU can set you up with a great rate financing approval, so when you find your boat, you're ready to float. The season's just too short not to enjoy every moment you can on the water. Check it out and stop in. Call or apply online at ccuwausau.com. Whatever floats fun for you, remember CCU. That's Clover Belt Credit Union. We finance fun.
Caden Henrick leading things off for Merrill in the top of the seventh inning. First pitch, swing and a miss on that fire from Bryce Blaubach. Strike one. Four, five, and six hitters due up for the Blue Jays as they lead 13-5. The right-hander rocks, kicks, and deals. Fastball right in there for strike two called. Henrick has a couple of hits, a single, and a double. Also has driven in a run and scored a run. No balls and two strikes. Here's a ground ball towards shortstop. Tony Ifladano will pick. He'll fire across in time. 6-3 on the putout for out number one. Up next will be the left fielder, Brady Norton.
Field number 24, Brady Norton.
I think the way that thing started here tonight will be a little disappointing not to get a sweep for the Warriors. They got that first game 5-0, then had a 4-2 lead after one in the second game. Ground ball towards second base. Bobble, but pick, then flipped high into the air by Cohen Bryant, able to get the runner. It wasn't pretty, but he was able to find a way. 4-3 on the putout for out number two. So two up and two down for the Blue Jays, and that will bring up their pitcher, Cam Wallen.
Oh.
They're going to have a hitter here. Yep. It will be
number eight, Cole Rudai.
Cole Rudai. So Cole Rudai hitting in place of Wallen, right-handed batter. Bryce Blaubach out of the wind. Fires a fastball in there for strike one called. Again, the Warriors will be back in action in a little less than 48 hours on Friday at Wausau West against Mosinee in a non-conference game. Always a good Mosinee squad. Pitches down low, taken for a ball. 1-1. But that's a good non-conference game. neighbors in central Wisconsin, and quality opponent as well for the Warriors. 4:50 airtime right here on 98.9 WXCO. Pitch is at the top of the strike zone for strike two called. One ball and two strikes. Looking for a 1-2-3 inning is Bryce Blaubach. He's ready. Rocks, kicks, fires. There's a line drive toward second. Cohen Bryant with a diving stab. Able to pick it right off the top of the dirt for out number three. So three up and three down for the Blue Jays in the seventh. Heading to the bottom of the seventh. 8-tie, 9-win for Wausau West. 13-5, Merrill with the lead. This is Warrior Baseball on 98.9 WXCO.
Hungry for flavor-packed fun?
Dive into Red Robin's sizzling burgers, mouth-watering fries, and endless options.
Or maybe you're craving the perfect slice.
Then it's Donato's Pizza, your passport to pizza perfection.
Order now and treat yourself to an unforgettable taste experience.
Red Robin and Donato's Pizza, 2255 48 Rib Mountain Drive in Wausau.
Call 715-301-0019 or log on redrobin.com.
Red Robin and Donato's Pizza.
Yum. For more than 60 years, Sun Printing has been Central Wisconsin's commercial printer of choice due to their commitment to quality, creative solutions, and dedicated service. Sun Printing's team offers you a wide spectrum of services, whether you need vehicle graphics, offset, digital, large format, graphic design, or mailing. They print everything under the sun. No project is too big or too small, so give Sun Printing a call at 845-4911 or visit them online at sunprinting.com.
Miles Halbert will lead things off for the Warriors in the bottom of the seventh. In the first pitch, a fastball from Cam Wallen in for strike one called. Halbert, Ty Teske, and Miles Wallvogel due up here for Wausau West, who trail 13-5. Out of the windup, Wallen rocks, kicks, fires. Fastball misses away for ball two. I should say for ball one. One ball and one strike. The lefty, 1-1. Misses up high. And Halbert up in the count, two balls and one strike. Eight-run deficit here in the bottom of the seventh for the Warriors. There's a foul ball off to the right field side, out of play. Two balls and two strikes. Again, the Warriors won the first game of this twin bill, 5-0. So it looks as though it will be a split unless some magic occurs here in the seventh for Wausau West. Walden is ready, and now time is called. Miles Halbert will step out. Tomorrow, high school softball marathon at Wausau East, 4:20 for the pregame here on 98.9 WXCO. Here is the pitch. Followed straight back and out of play. Still 2-2. Also, make sure join me tomorrow morning, 7 to 9 a.m., part of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. We have local segments between 7 and 9. Sean Wright, executive director of the Grand Theater, will be with us in the 7 o'clock hour. 2-2. Fastball misses away, ball three. So, again, tomorrow morning, 7 till 9 a.m., every weekday morning, myself and Ian Welsh. At 22 and 52 after the hours with news, weather, interviews, sports, a lot of good stuff. 3-2 pitch. Misses away, that's ball four. So Miles Halbert, leadoff walk.
First base number 12, Ty Teske.
And now Ty Teske will step in. Teske singled, had an RBI in the first. Singled in the third and grounded to the first baseman in the fifth. 2-for-3. Pickoff move and Halbert back in. Still plenty of chatter to my right in the first base dugout with the Wausau West Warriors. Lefty on lefty battle. Wallen kicks and fires. Breaking ball in there for strike one called. Do realize here last, what, 20, 25 minutes. It has cooled down rather significantly after the sun went down. Here's the 0-1. Misses up and in. Evens it up at one ball and one strike. 13-5, Merrill with the lead. Game number two of this doubleheader. 1-1. Gets away from the pitcher, gets away from the catcher on that low outside pitch. And advancing to second is Miles Hulbert on the play. So two balls and one strike. Is trying to close it out as Wallen, but having a little control difficulty here in the seventh. Teske, good hitter's count. Hands up near the left ear hole. Pitch is up and out of the strike zone, and that's ball three. Three balls and one strike on Teske. He had a terrific first game. He was the winning pitcher, going six shutout innings, allowing just four hits, striking out seven. Fastball misses inside, and back-to-back walks again here in the seventh. We saw this in the sixth as well. Back-to-back walks to start off the inning. And now Miles Waldvogel will come to the plate for the Warriors. Right-handed batter, Miles had an RBI hit by pitch in the first. He's also walked. He's 0-for-1 officially. Pitch is down low, smothered by Caden Henrick. Ball one. Trouble here for Wallen. Walks slowly to the top of the mound. He has lost his control here in the top of the seventh. 1-0 pitch. Fastball is in there on the outer portion for strike one called. Ball and a strike on the Wausau West sophomore center fielder, Miles Waldvogel. Wallen setting at the belt. The lefty kicks and deals. Misses away for ball two. Travis Clady, the catcher, waits on deck for the Warriors. The Warriors trying to make something happen here in the bottom of the seventh. Wallen again, peeks at the runner at second, kicks, fires. Oh, getting the top of the zone that time is Cam Wallen. I think a few groans of disapproval to my right. Two balls and two strikes. 2-2. Low and inside, and the count runs full. Three balls and two strikes. So 3-2 the count. Miles Waldvogel steps back in. Wallen digging himself a bit of trouble here. 3-2 pitch. Swing and a miss, strike three. Fastball, big cut by Waldvogel, but came up empty. First out of the inning. Travis Clotty, who had an RBI walk in the first, struck out in the third, and then reached on an error in the fifth. We'll step in. Here's the pitch. Misses up high for ball one. One ball and no strikes. Runners off second and first. Here's the pitch. That's in there for a called strike one. This one got away from the Warriors in the top of the sixth. It was a two-run game until a six-run outburst for Merrill made it 13-5. That we popped over the backstop and out of play. Strike two. One ball and two strikes on Travis Clotty. Cam Wallen. Second pitcher of this game for the Merrill Blue Jays looks in for the sign of the target. He's ready. Sets at the belt. Kicks. Deals. Drops a little bit low. Evens up the count at 2-2. 2 balls, 2 strikes. 1 out, 2 runners on base for the Warriors. The lefty's ready. Here's the pitch. Gets away as it was low and inside. Henrick will have to chase it down at the backstop. And both runners will advance 90 feet. Hulbert now at third. Teske at second. 3 balls and 2 strikes on Travis Clotty. A lot of pitches being thrown by Walden here in this inning. He's gone deep. He's had the two walks and then got the strikeout on a 3-2 pitch, and now another payoff pitch. Oh, and getting the top of the zone on the outside corner. Travis Clade does not like it as he has a smile on his face as he walks back to the first base dugout. And that will be out number two. So two outs, runners on second and third for Ethan Sillars. Here's the pitch. Misses inside for ball one. Last chance here for the Warriors as this long late afternoon and evening of baseball near its conclusion. Fastball in there for strike one called. 1-1 on Sillars. He is 0-1 here in game number two. Cam Wallen is ready. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss, and that's strike two. One ball and two strikes on Ethan Sillars. Time is called as the home plate umpire for at least one final time will clean off home plate. Having a little trouble getting the brush out. There it comes. So one ball, two strikes, two outs. Cam Wallen stares in, has the sign and the target. Here's the pitch. Low and inside, evens it up at 2-2. Runner on third, Miles Haubert. Runner on second, Ty Teske. Wallen, 2-2. Falls straight back. Good cut that time by Sillars. Right on it, but falls it to the screen. We'll do it again at 2-2. Ready again is Walden. Here's the pitch. Falled back again. Right on it was Sillars. But falls it straight back to the screen, and we'll do it one more time at 2-2. Sillars in the right-handed box waits. The kick and the pitch. Strike three, and again, the Warriors did not like some of these calls in the seventh inning. But nevertheless, this one will come to an end. No runs, no hits, no errors. And two runners left on base for the Warriors in the seventh. And Merrill earns a split in this doubleheader as the Blue Jays win it by a score of 13-5. We'll come back. Wrap up this twin bill from Merrill in 1 minute. This is Wausau West Warrior High School Baseball on 98.9 WXCO.
Looking for the best in website design and digital marketing? Look no further than Coast to Coast Marketing, Central Wisconsin's number one choice. We're not just about building great websites. We're about building our community, too. That's why, for every website you purchase, we'll donate 10% of the sale to the school of your choice. Imagine growing your business while giving back to local schools. It's a win-win. Visit c2cmarketing.com or call 715-379-7460 today and make a difference with your business and your community.
Thanks to the Wausau West Athletic Department for their continued support of our broadcast of Wausau West Warrior Athletics on Faux Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230. Thanks for listening to our broadcast on the radio, but we want to see you out and about cheering on Wausau West student athletes in action. To find out your next opportunity to see the Warriors, go to wisconsinvalleyconference.org and click on Wausau West. Chad Holmes again from Athletic Park in Merrill, where the Merrill Blue Jays and the Wausau West Warriors lit a doubleheader here tonight. Warriors won the opener 5-0, but Merrill comes back and wins the nightcap by a score of 13-5. In game two, Merrill came out in the first inning, scored twice to take a 2-0 lead. The Warriors then scored four times in the bottom of the inning, sent 10 batters to the plate in that frame, took a 4-2 lead. Merrill cut it to 4-3 with a run in the second, and then Merrill took the lead with a four spot in the fourth to take a 7-4 lead. The Warriors would score a run in the fourth to make it 7-5, and then Merrill would put this one away, scoring six times in the top of the sixth inning to pull away to a 13-5 edge and win it by a score of 13-5. So the Warriors dropped to 3-6 overall. They are now 1-1 in the Wisconsin Valley Conference. Both the games occurred today. Merrill is now 4-5 overall, and they get their first win in the league. They're now 1-3 in the WVC. So the Warriors will be back in action on Friday, taking on the Mosinee Indians at Wausau West High School. We will have live coverage of that one right here on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app, starting with the pregame show at 4:50 and the first pitch at 5 p.m. That's Friday, Warrior Baseball against Mosinee, right here on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, and of course, everywhere else you can get the broadcast. Well, thanks to all of you for spending a lot of your Wednesday with us. Thanks to our sponsors, without whose help we could not bring you Wausau West Warrior High School Baseball. And thanks to our sponsors, as I said, as well. So, again, I'm Chad Holmes from Merrill. Warriors win the opener 5-0. The Blue Jays win the nightcap 13-5. This has been Wausau West Warrior High School Baseball on 98.9 WXCO.
This has been Wausau West Warrior High School Sports on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Wausau West Sports has been brought to you by the Cloverbelt Credit Union, Red Robin Restaurants, Sun Printing, the Wausau West Athletic Department, and Coast to Coast Marketing. Thanks for joining us for Wausau West Warrior High School Sports on your home for the Warriors, 98.9 WXCO.
They're out with their best of 2025 auto issue, and once again, it reads Toyota, Toyota, Toyota. Of the new 2025 models, Consumer Reports recommends the Prius, Corolla, Corolla Hybrid, the Camry, the Sienna, the Corolla Cross Hybrid, the RAV4 Hybrid, the Highlander, and the Highlander Hybrid. In almost every class, you'll find a Toyota. Find one for yourself at Rudy Luther Toyota, the southeast corner of 394 and 169 in Golden Valley.
Signing up for $1 bus and train rides with the Transit Assistance Program, or TAP, is quick and easy. Do it straight from your computer or phone by uploading one of the pre-approved documents listed at metrotransit.org/TAP, along with a copy of your ID. We'll mail you a to-go card with a full year of discounted rides. For questions or translation help, call 612-373-3333. 612-373-3333.
Support for Native Roots Radio comes from the Walker Arts Center, an art space that's more than the Spoon and Cherry. Galleries celebrate contemporary visual art, including Indigenous artists like Edgar Heap of Birds, Cheyenne and Arapaho Nation, and Jim Demeny, Ojibwe. Additionally, films screen in the cinema, and performances are shown on stage. Free every Thursday night and free every day for members and citizens of tribal nations. Learn more at walkerart.org. Again, that's walkerart.org.
Hi, I'm Jane Fonda, and you're listening to Native Roots Radio.
And we're back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
In this portion of the show, we like to bring awareness to our Minnesota wolf population. Say no to the hunts. How?
Oh! Hey, we are here with our friend Mary Annette Pember, and she's an independent journalist, and she has a book coming out, Medicine River, and it will be showcased at Moon Palace Bookstore And I'll be there on Thursday, April 24th at 6 p.m. And please stop by and listen to this important story and also buy a book. Welcome back. And Haley, you had some good comments here.
Oh, yeah. We're here with Mary.
Excuse me. I did want to make a correction. I'm not independent anymore. I'm actually a national correspondent for Indian Country Today, which is now called ICT News.
Yeah, we love them.
Right on. Oh, okay, cool. Moon Palace Books sent me the wrong bio. Darn them. Cool.
That's the old one. That's the old one, I think. I don't know where that came from.
We'll write you a new one.
Exactly. Haley, you had a good response during the break.
Oh, yeah. We were talking a bit about the book, and Mary, you were talking about your mom and her experience attending boarding school. I would love to know kind of where you, your family grew up and what school you're talking about that your mom attended.
Yeah, so my mom grew up on the Bad River Reservation in northern Wisconsin, not far from Ashland. It's actually now called Moshkazibi, Medicine River. And she lived in the little town of Odena, which is still there, obviously. And it actually means a village in Ojibwe Wabamin. And she went to St. Mary's School, which I think it was originally called St. Mary's Indian Industrial School. At different times, the name has been changed to St. Mary's Indian Mission School. But it's a very old school. It was established like in the 1880s. And kind of on the cusp of the big push of the timber industry and so on into Wisconsin, and as they were building the railroads and stuff. So it was still kind of considered a wilderness when those sisters first came to establish the school. So my mom was born and raised there. She went to sister school there until like eighth grade, and then she went to Flandreau Indian School. And she graduated. She had a high school diploma, and she's very proud of that. After a period of time, she actually met my father, who's a non-Native man, and they were married and lived in Janesville, Wisconsin, which is where I grew up, which is a town south of Madison.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that's the suburbs there. So let's talk a little bit more, too. How are we concluding this? Well, first of all, let me say this to our listeners. Where can somebody get the book that's not in the Twin Cities? Because we're all over Turtle Island, and people are interested in this. Where can they purchase this book?
Well, it should be available like at any means, any bookstore. Of course, one can purchase it online at that really large vendor that many of us shop at. And I guess I'm trying not to shop at that so much, but I mean, there's a lot of independent bookstores. I mean, I think if you just typed in Medicine River and my name, I think you could find a good place to buy the book.
So you've been saying earlier, you've been doing a lot of interviews. What is one of the most asked questions?
Well, people, non-Native interviewers really want to hear about all of the horrible details. They want to hear that it was all just sort of this uniform experience that all of those Indians just got beaten and mistreated. And they really want to emphasize that, how everybody was forced. And they were, and there were different experiences, though. But I find that really interesting is they really just want to hear about the worst of the worst. And I don't know what that's about. I think early on, especially, particularly in the 19th century, it was pretty bad. I mean, I think they would just show up and drag you off. And, especially those early schools were very militarized, like Carlisle and so on. Mm-hmm. I mean, they would just cut your hair off and dress you up in these little uniforms and, change your name. And I think, things did change. Over the years, and I think especially into the 20th century, although, it was a harsh experience, I think, for most people, it really was. And, and there was really no regulation, there was no oversight, and a lot of places were kind of located in remote areas. There certainly wasn't anybody out to oversee how they were treating those children. They really worked kids a lot. And if, what I found really interesting in doing the research about just even the early settlers coming to this country and the church missionaries along with them, they were just so frosted that us Indians didn't work all the time.
Yeah.
drove them crazy that we would, well, we would, like, I think we binge worked sometimes, you know, something we, mm-hmm. we were harvesting or so on, or cooking, yeah. you know, syrup or whatever, you know. But then when there wasn't work, people would visit and mm-hmm. just flat out frosted those people. And they would always talk about that Indians needed to acquire the habit of hard manual labor. Mm-hmm. And that was kind of part and parcel of civilization. That would change us and that would better us.
Mm-hmm.
And that even went into, that was some very early on, even in the 1500s, but then even later we began, I saw that kind of language, like the guy, Thomas Kenny, who was the first, you know, head of the Indian Bureau. I forget what they originally called it. I've got all this stuff kind of written around my room so I can refer to it. But he talked about gaining the habit of labor for But not labor that really was satisfying and like produced anything that you would necessarily find enriching. They just wanted to kind of break your spirit, I felt like, you know, it was really kind of that message. I think we were just kind of, I think we were just having too much fun in some way. Yeah. Well, I think that we were kind of, you know, we actually, you know, embraced some happiness in humanity. And I think in some ways that kind of outraged them. We needed to suffer more.
Yeah, I believe that. So what are people going to take out of this book that possibly don't know about the boarding school experience, but also people that do know the boarding school experience? What are the two takeaways?
Well, I think for people who don't know about the boarding school experience, although, you know, this is like kind of one of the naughty words now, you know, like a DEI that right. that the history of this country is one of entrenched racism. And, you know, the things that happened, you know, were you know, really the people did some pretty regrettable things, you know. That is what, you know, they're very... complex history of, you know, that boarding schools were really just part of the assimilationist federal policies that wanted to really separate us from our resources and land. Mm-hmm. And then they figured one of the most effective ways to do that was just to make us stop being Indian so that we could work for them. Right. And then I think the other thing that just really a better view of history, I know it's complex mm-hmm. and not altogether pleasant, but I think that, you know, people are grown up enough to learn about that. And then I think the other message that is kind of universal that I hope people would take away is just the experience of learning more about your own family, your parents and what their lives were like, particularly if you had a difficult childhood or something. And I think most of us have had something, everybody, you know, to what is right. it, you know, the famous saying, we all inhabit, each family is unhappy in its own unique way. I think Dostoevsky said that, but I think everybody has something they want to, deal with their family, and that, you know, finding out more about your parents can be tremendously helpful and enlightening when you find out about, you know, what they've gone through, and getting a better view of their humanity. And I think that it really can benefit us, and I think it benefits just about anybody.
Wow. That's read Medicine River by Mary Annette Pember, and that's come to Moon Palace Books on April 24th from 6 p.m. on, and I'll be there. Mary, a big peeny geegee, love to get you on for maybe a whole show that, when things settle down for you a little bit. This is amazing, and you're a great guest.
Oh, Miigwech, thanks for having me.
Right on. Hey, if you're listening to the show, you're part of the resistance. From Chief Plenty Coops, the ground on which we stand on, it's sacred ground. It's the blood of our ancestors. We need to resist, divest, join a group.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio, WXCO, Wausau's home for the Todd Allball Show.
Maggie Dawn.
Tom Paulswitz joins me next in the guest co-host chair. We discuss Pope Francis's passing. What was this Pope's legacy? A progressive or something else?
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones in your area. Check 511wi.gov or download the free 511 app to see current road work, closures, detours, and camera views on your route. Wherever your travels take you, know before you go with 511wi.gov. That's 511wi.gov. And remember, know before you go. Always park the phone while driving. Sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. You're listening to Bull Falls Radio,
WXCO 1230 AM, W255DN Wausau,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. President Trump says when it comes to Russia's war on Ukraine, President Zelensky needs to agree. But Trump thinks there is a deal with Russia and says of meeting Putin.
I will be meeting
in Saudi Arabia.
It's possible, but most likely not. I think we'll meet with him shortly thereafter.
The body of the late Pope Francis is within St. Peter's Basilica to lie in state until Friday evening. Pilgrims, including John McKay of the UK, wait in line to pay their respects.
They taught us all how to be Christians and to be human. And that's what we are so happy about. So we'll follow him. And we want Pope Francis II now.
Steve McMichael played 15 years in the NFL and then came the big game in 1985 with the Chicago Bears.
Hungry Chicago, finally champions.
That call from the NFL, McMichael's publicist says the defensive tackle died today after a battle with ALS. He was 67. CBS News Brief, I'm Jennifer Kuiper.